Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Writers, of lovers of the spoken word. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the July 17th, 2020 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting across from my co-host virtually. This is Mr. JT. JT, how are you? How was the week, my friend?
I am good. It was good. It was good.
More descriptively, what did you end up doing this week?
I went to work. We have increased our volume at work for patients getting their procedures done. Really not much. We come home, relax, try and stay cool, enjoy the few days that were nice and cool out here.
And by stay cool, you mean wear sunglasses the entire time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I figure it's the Michael J. Fox version of cool.
It is. It totally is.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You?
I'm a man of no consequence. I have zero sense of humor and no consequence at all. I've done nothing. No, I've been up camping for last few days, surrounded by a horde of goats.
That's awesome.
I think we estimated that there had to be, let me back up. We go up camping. We go up to the Shrine Pass, this place where you and I and Christine have driven before.
Yes.
Where we set up camp, everything's great, and we start hearing these strange noises coming from the forest. And the next thing we know, a herd of goats show up, controlled by dogs and everything. But we guess there had to have been about 1,000 goats, and they went around just right around our campsite, and all night long, just walking around and yelling. Like, that's all they're doing. Like, you know, what would make animals walk around in circles and do that? So my new theory is goats are born with a sense of existential angst. Hmm. They have no ability to express themselves. So they walk around shrieking in sheer terror of the vast cosmos and their place in it.
That's what I learned on my camping trip.
This is good. But anyway, yeah, I got back between, I think, like 5:30 and 6, right, roughly between 5 and 6 today.
Oh,
Never didn't get into, like, the house and everything till about 6, and quickly got ready and then came in and sat down with you. So I'm still in the mountain frame of mind, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But I'm happy to be here tonight. This is going to be really good. We got Studio X coming up tonight. Still got to figure out what I'm going to play.
Okay.
And I think this should be a fun evening tonight. I think we have a lot of posts. I haven't looked in the chat room yet. Who are some of the people you see on here?
Right. Our three Michiganders.
All right.
Chris, George, and Dennis.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. The Michiganians are on board.
Yes. and I think I saw Cynthia and Mama in there.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So that's what we want to that's what we want to see. We see Dennis here. Okay, perfect. All right, I'm looking through now. So I think this is gonna be a really powerful show. We're gonna have three more clues for this month's Poet of the Month. As I said, is Studio X and some of the best poetry this side of the River of Jordan.
Ooh.
See, that actually made sense, though, didn't it?
Well, yeah, because you could be on either side and still be right.
I'm just a going over Jordan. Okay. I may do that song, actually. Is it Michiganders? All right, perfect.
Yeah, that's
right.
What he was saying, yeah.
I was talking about the goose, geese, moose, meese thing last night.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever going to come over to my side of the cause.
I'm right there with you.
Are you?
Yes.
Plural of moose is meese.
Meese.
Or, if we're going to be whimsical, moof.
Oh. Moof.
That would mean a bunch of geese are goof.
Yeah. Well.
Which, I mean, I think I would still be fine with keeping geese.
Okay.
But if we went moof with moose,
hmm.
It's so whimsical I could at least accept it.
Okay.
Moof, you know, or I still meese. Think meese is the real answer.
I think so, too.
All right. So I think it's about time we start looking into getting into the first segment, but I need to lay down the rules here first and foremost, of course. Rule number one, no hate speech on the show. We've never done that. We never will do that on this show. Rule number two, please skew PG-13 if you can. We try to make this a friendly place for younger people, for families to listen and enjoy enjoy poetry, enjoy what we do on this show. And we want to make this a friendly place. However, we're not in the business of censoring people. So if you have a good flow going, if it's artistic, we may not say something. However, if it feels a little gratuitous, we do reserve the right. It's not a judgment on your work. It's just us coming in and just kind of trying to cultivate what is possibly best for the show and for the audience. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. This is respectful for the other poets. We need to keep things kind of tight, the time tight. There are other people listening. We need to be cognizant of that. It's very important. Rule number four, same vein, keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. We might talk for a couple minutes, but that's it. We're going to keep it so it's moving nicely for everybody. Rule number five, this is a place where we can come share work. It's community. If you have something you're excited about, sure, say it briefly. This is not a place to do the verbal version of spamming and just dropping everything down like in a forum, you know, just like a forum on Facebook or a group. Don't spam everybody. Don't just put things down. Communicate with the group. Be part of the community. That's how this really works. And rule number six, JT and I are both very busy during the show. We're trying to keep things moving and keep things developing here. So it's really hard for us when we hear a suggestion on the show to just remember it off the top of our heads. We're really focused on things. But we do want to hear and we do want to be able to take them into account. So if you have an idea, you have a suggestion for the show, email us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in the contact form on our site. And just say it's a suggestion or a comment for the show. We will take it. We will read it. And when we meet on Wednesday evenings, we will then look through it and figure out how we can make it better. All right, JT, anything that I forgot to mention?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, cool.
Wear your masks unless you're at home and in private.
Well,
right?
How are you supposed to eat outside at a restaurant with a mask on?
Very carefully.
Just
lift it up a little bit, take a bite.
Eat, and be like,
Especially spaghetti. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, everybody. We're looking for five unique callers. We also have some submissions coming up, but five unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or if you're using Skype, it's Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, everyone. I'm Hollywood producer Charlie Pinkerton, and this is the word of the day. The word of the day is stodge. It's a verb. It means to stuff full, especially with food or drink. To gorge. In 1972, I'd just been married to what I thought would be the love of my life, number 15 for me and second for her. I thought we were a dream come true. Was I right? Nah, I was dead wrong. Turned out, while I was in Greece for the principal photography of the Wicker people with Burt Lancaster, she found a little love nest of her own. the corner booth of Spago, where she would stodge herself with L.A.'s finest corn dogs. No, not the cheesy wannabe Shakespeare's trying to peddle a new script, but actual corn dogs. When I came back, the addiction was complete, and our relationship was no more. When we last spoke, I lifted her chin gently to me to say goodbye, but instead, I had to wipe away a small smear of ketchup. I'll always miss her. And this has been Hollywood producer Charlie Pinkerton, and it's been the word of the day.
All right, I love those word of the day segments. I always feel like I learn just a little bit more every time I hear one.
Yeah, you know what I learned?
Hmm.
I played the wrong segment.
You totally did.
It's amazing.
You want to do another segment?
No, no, I'm okay.
Sure?
Yeah,
okay.
I kind of set that up, but I was like, oh, well, looks like I goofed. Too late now.
Hey, there's no looking back now. We've got some great people lined up here. I'm really looking forward to getting into it this evening. But before we get into this, before we get into the live callers, we're going to do a submission that was sent to us. The name of the poet is Megu Lu. And this says, from a Norwegian Viking goddess, a first try using the Orvelio, dedicated with fondness to my mentor, Chris from Lansing. Kind regards, Meg. Here we go. Where does one go in panicked flight? The light. You open doors, my mind a spin within. A strength of power. Make me rise, your eyes. They see me as none did before. I throw the cloak I ever wore. My breath is caught. A pause before. The light within your eyes. And that was an Orvelio. Or Orveo, written by Megu Lu. Beautifully done. And if you want to send us work like Megu did and like the other people who submit poetry to the show, send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in the contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net and indicate that it is a submission for the show. All right. Perfect. Excuse me. Perfect. Now, we are going to head to the Mitten State. We're going to visit our friend George in the number one spot.
We are going to head to the Mitten
State. All right.
We're going to visit our friend George.
George, are you there, my friend?
I am here.
Fantastic.
Nice to
you
be
made
here.
It into the chat room.
Yes. Yes. I'm here. I'm a little tired again because I just flew in from Washington again.
Ah.
Yeah, and aren't you going to ask me why I was there?
Oh, I want to know.
Yeah, why were you there?
Well, he called, asked me to come in and help fit him with a mask.
Oh.
He said he thought he might have to wear one, and he wanted to get a good one. So, well, we played around, but the only thing that really fit was a big Depends. So. I'm back.
And you're back. Perfect.
Great.
George, good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here. I finally got back in the system by a bunch of forgery and stuff like that and bribery, but I'm back here with a new name and everything else.
George, don't you know that's how stuff works, right? I mean, that's just how the world works now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. It is. Going the back door is the only way to get in.
Why do they even have the front door anymore? That's the question.
That's right. The front doors are gone.
What do you have for
anyway,
us?
I have one I don't think I read here before. I just wrote it in July. I don't even think I've been on here in July. This one's called And I Can't Play Chopsticks. A small child in Rangoon plays a Mozart tune. An old man in Ceres can recite Ulysses. Three sisters in Sumatra can sing the whole Messiah, and I can't play chopsticks. An autistic boy in Peru translates the Bible from Hebrew. A teacher on pain meds paints Jesus on pinheads. A girl from Racine has developed a measles vaccine, and I can't carry a tune. A nun from Hampton Tides once won the Nobel Prize. A savant from Oxnard has memorized every baseball card. a homeless man from Brussels paints museum murals, and I got a C in art class. A girl from Sweden is leading us to environmental Eden. A boy of 6 in Inverness can beat IBM in chess. 3 Charleston AME matrons taught the world forgiveness. And I can't find my glasses. End of piece.
I like that, George. I think I'm right there with you. I feel pretty much the same way.
I just love the sentiment of that whole piece.
I should have come up pale compared to those people.
That's, you know, I heard someone the other day, or it was a few months ago, and it turned out this person was serious, but it reminds me of the same sort of sense of humor where this guy was telling me, you know, he was considering learning how to play drums for this church band that I run. And he goes, well, and totally straight faced, I figured that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And the least I could do is learn how to play the frickin' drums. And I thought that was hilarious. And this guy was not kidding. And so I,
he wasn't kidding.
He wasn't. No, that was dead serious. However, the sense of humor that I mistook, that I thought he was using, reminds me a lot of the thing in your, but it wasn't apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Well, it was fun to write it and fun to read it. So, and I'm glad to be back, and I'll move over now.
Thank you, George. Right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And there. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, so that was George from the number one spot, calling from Michigan. Now we're going to head to, let me get to my notes here. Where are they? Okay. Oh, let's head. We're still in Michigan. We're going to go to Lansing now. We're going to visit with Chris.
Yeah. As soon as I figure out what the heck I clicked on. There Uh-oh. We go.
You click on something strange.
Yeah, I did. Here we go. There we go.
Click on something strange. Yeah, I did.
There we go.
All right. Hello, Chris. Are you there?
Last time I looked, no.
Okay.
Well, maybe maybe it'll change here.
I'm here, not there.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Fair enough. How are you this evening, wherever you might be?
Lost? I can't remember if I read this one before or not, but if I had, it would have been within the last week.
Okay, I'm going to give you the stage then.
Is it Life Brand? Okay, this is the poem. Almost Lover. Do you guys remember if I read that one?
Sounds familiar. But go for it anyway.
Okay. Almost Lover. She sang well. Sitting, leaning, forehead to the glass, staring unseeing, quietly being, nowhere at all. Yet here, as each word forms, glistens, slowly begins to fall, faster, faster still, till from the cheek released, each floats, glistening, sparkling. Finding the starlight, then spattering, exploding, releasing the heart light to merging with the darkness, my darkness, becoming, being. The silence within which I live. The end.
Well done, Chris. I'd remember that one. I don't. That doesn't sound like something we've heard before.
No, it was new, but I wasn't sure if I'd read it or not. But
yeah,
we have this time. We have Liftoff. We have... Yeah, it's still flying. Hasn't fallen yet. Oh, wait a minute. There's a little bit of fire in the sky. Oh, heck. Didn't quite make it. Dang. Anyway, it was a good guy.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you, and we hope we'll hear from you in the return.
I hope so, too. We'll have to
All
see.
Right. Perfect.
But hey, guys, that was a good read that you did for the first poem.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like I said before, I'm telling people about you guys, and I hope
to see
many more come by. You guys
really
are worth sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. You too. Thank you. And that was Bye-bye. Chris calling from Lansing. In the number two spot, JT, you're killing me, man. I'm not aware I'm talking over everybody. Sorry.
You're okay.
So that was Chris from Lansing in the number two spot in our first segment here. And we're going to stay in Michigan. We're going to head to our longest supporter of the show. And we've had a few longtime supporters, but this gentleman has been with us the longest. Let's go to Dennis, also in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Good evening.
Hello, this is Dennis rounding up the Michigan troop to start with. I hope there's some more from Michigan, but you never can tell. Those guys are sneaky.
Yes,
I was
going to
say, how many poets are there in Michigan, and are we exhausting the surplus yet?
No, we have a reserve.
Good for you. So how's the week been? How is everything where you are?
Everything has been going well. It's summer, and I'm enjoying it.
Wonderful.
There is a lot of things to do that don't involve a whole lot of people, like fishing and swimming in the swimming pool. And it's all good. It's summer. We got to enjoy it while we have it. So it doesn't last long enough. And you know that in Colorado. So
we're gonna
enjoy it as best we can.
I think the place where I just was up camping was the same place where JT and I in mid September were up four wheeling and with Christine, and we saw the first snowfall of the year, and that was less than 2 months from now.
Yep.
So I realized it's a short time. So, yes, you're right.
Yes,
we have to enjoy that now. So, what do you have for us?
All right. I'd like to share this poem I wrote. The title is Assimilation. While visual vestiges of princess attire remain present, the aura of royalty is but a faded memory. The new depths of present reality, immutable, witnessed by the befriending of barely aged spirits with the throat closing bite. Nothing like the champagne of the finest quality and taste that once flowed so freely. The descent into the abyss was sudden, unexpected, and apparently permanent. All that is left is the total assimilation of commonness. End of poem.
Wow. That was fantastic. JT, what'd you think?
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
No, yeah. it really did. There's some power there. Mm-hmm. And a fine read also, I must say.
Well, thank you. You were so kind. And thank you for this platform to share it on. I do appreciate that. We all appreciate it. And we want to let you know you are appreciated for all you do for us. And it doesn't seem fair that you have such the burden, but we want to let you know it doesn't go by unnoticed.
that means a lot, sir. Thank you very much for saying so. And we see your appreciation, and we're trying to give it to you, to all of the poets, you included as well, on a weekly basis. So we're happy to do it. And as long as you keep finding value in it.
Oh, definitely. This is my Friday night home, and you all are family, and it's a wonderful reunion every weekend. So thank you for allowing us to do that. But I talk enough. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, rounding out the Michigan trio, as he was saying, the Michigan troupe that led off this first segment here. We have some amazing poets from Michigan.
Yeah.
It's always been well represented on this show. But now we're going to head to somewhere different. We're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to one of my favorite poets.
It's always been well represented
in the world.
On this show.
Let's go to Mama Oladeji.
We're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to one of my favorite poets. It's always been well represented.
Hello.
Hello, Mama. How are you?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Okay. The name of this piece is called Depth. I just changed the name of it. So I'm going to read it. You want to hear it?
Oh, of course.
It's called Depth, and it goes like this. I am too deep for shallow folk. Shallow folks are never deep enough to understand the depth of me. You will drown in my pool. So get your rubber ducky and scram, because I am too deep for shallow folk. I'm too deep to be shallow. Shallow folks are never deep enough to reach the depth of me. Shallow folks are never deep enough to read the depth of me. I don't brag that I am, but damn, through the ages, I see that you skim the surface. And I dig deep into the leaves of the pages, digging deeper and deeper levels to find where knowledge has settled. You, I beseech to understand that I am too deep for shallow folks to reach. In peace.
You know, Mama, you always surprise me. I love it. Yeah. You always give me something I'm not expecting.
Because I'm deep.
That's right. Yeah, it's because you're deep.
That's it. You're right.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
Mama, we love you. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
All right. Now, are we going to talk to you during the return?
See you later.
All right.
Yeah, later.
I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. You know, Georgia said in the chat room, she delivers. What else can we say? I agree.
Very true.
What else can you say? There's never been a time where Mama hasn't called up and just straight up delivered it, I think. She did. She did great. All right. Now we're going to head to, let me get my next thing here. Why do I keep losing this? Okay, here we go. Oh, yes. That's right. I'm excited about this one. All right. So we're now going to head out of the country to Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to visit with Cynthia, one of our favorite poets also.
So all right. I'm so excited to get to hear all these amazing voices.
Oh, it's so fun to hear your voice as well and have your presence on the show. How are you?
I'm having a wonderful time doing dramatic theater writing. So I got a scholarship to go to Goddard College in Washington, which is mostly online. The whole course is almost all online. And then every semester, the first 10 days, they used to get together in person, but we did it online. And I'm really, really excited because we just staged plays online with every actor in their living room, and the chemistry and everything just worked.
Wow.
So it was my first time seeing, like, I wasn't expecting it. Like, just like it felt like the actors were in the same room with each other, and you could feel the chemistry between them. You could feel the drama between them. So we just, you know, we all performed each other's plays and things, but we also got to have actors, like, even though we're in a Washington West Coast group, I'm up in Vancouver, but, we got to have actors from Vermont and New York at a sort of a sister school, and we got to be in each other's plays. And, so even though, the world's shutting down that made that happen, I'm really excited for the future. So I think that we can be doing this as an option in the future.
I think that's fantastic. I wasn't sure if theater like that was going to work, but hearing you say that is really an inspiring kind of thing, because I think some people on the show know that I've been, part of my living for the last year or so has been getting hired as a theatrical director. So this is, that's good to know. Good to hear.
We were kind of expecting it. No, like we worked for really hard on rehearsing these plays, and we were, you know, our heart and soul was in them, and we kind of didn't know what would happen, but it really did work in this really interesting way. And it just means that there's a whole new venue for doing theater.
Absolutely.
In addition to the regular ones that we'll do one day again.
Which is great as well. Yeah, which will one day come back. I mean, we'll come back. Yeah. And I think it'll be sooner than we think. But
I mean, it was amazing. I'm an introvert who loves being home. Introvert sometimes, extrovert other times. Anyway, so that's my other life. That's where I've been. That's what I've been doing.
Well, fantastic.
And then I also just got to finish a new poem for this book I'm working on with Jilly Watson, the artist.
Okay.
And so I posted a link to the painting that I'm reading my poem to. I called this, and I hope people click on and look at the painting, because her work is so beautiful. And so I called this Sky Flowers to go with her Turquoise Trees. Branches mingle into sky flowers, a canopy of butterflies setting sail, the blossoming of talent from a hidden cove of ideas. The work of the trunk to manifest largely the kernel within, to dream in blends and bends of sea green world, the magnificence and relief of standing tall, fluorescent fronds of tree fish swimming through phosphorescent foam to a clear path of what we deserve to be, the mysticism of color, the aura of forest made tangible. Ancient dragonflies, the esoteric heart of the world, tasting creation, permission and freedom to go directly to where we most need and want to be, an island cocoon of love, light, safety. In the communion of trees, we learn by steadily working day by day, season by season, stretching branches to finally flourish, brilliant, that self-actualization is for the good of all. Our growth protects others. What feels right must be the evolution of consciousness, mirroring meditation. End poem.
The evolution of consciousness mirroring meditation. It's a beautifully done piece, and I really resonate with the message.
Thanks. Yeah, I think there's something to be said for being able to create. Actually, it was a guy leading our church writing group was talking about the idea that we participate in the evolution of human consciousness by what we think, by how we act, by what we do, that we have control over it to a degree.
Yes, yes.
So I started thinking about that. And anyway, thank you for having me on the show. And it's just such a treat to get to be back here with all of you.
Oh, we're so happy to hear your voice. And I'm really happy to hear that you're enjoying yourself, and there's some great things that you're getting to work on. We'll definitely be in touch before the next time you're on the show. But anytime, of course, you know you're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, rounding out our first segment here. Now, that doesn't mean it's over, though, because we still have some things to, I still have something to drop for the end of the segment. Are you ready, JT?
Yeah.
It is time now for this week's three clues for July 2020's Poet of the Month. Oh, yes, it is that time again. Yes, again, for clues for Poet of the Month. Now, for those of you who, thank you, JT, for not doing that. now, of course, for those of you who have not been listening, the way we do this is we have, for the first two shows of the month, we will do three clues a week for two shows. Then the third show, or the third week generally, we will unveil the identity of the Poet of the Month. Well, we've already done 1 week of clues. This is our second week. But let me just recap the clues from last week before I give the next three, okay? So the clues from this last week were this. Number one, blues rise up from weary Kansas. Two, the story swirls in a big sea. And three, a true man of the Renaissance. These next three clues, well, if you haven't figured it out, will probably allow you to, but they take a little bit of thinking. So this is this week's clues. Clue number one, Sue wore red. Sue wore red. Clue number two, simple inspired books. Simple inspired books. And clue number three, 20 East 127 houses the memories. 20 East 127 houses the memories. Those will be available on the website under Poet of the Month in just a moment. But those are our three clues for this month's mysterious Poet of the Month. All right, it is now time for us to start our second segment. We need five more unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here in the second segment after JT playing a rousing Taylor Swift song. That was really poignant, my friend.
Oh.
Yes, I found myself weeping uncontrollably.
Oh.
It's actually not a bad song, by the way. No, Max Martin produced that, helped co-write it. I actually know a decent amount about that song. Really well done. And the use of the Latin rhythms in that type of pop song is actually a fairly new thing. And I think they did a great job.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. I spent a little bit too much time studying stuff like that. I don't know.
You're kind of a musician. It's kind of a thing.
Kind of my job.
Yeah.
Kind of my job. Yeah, but that's okay. So we've got some great people here. We've got four poets lined up for this segment, but we also have a submission here, which I'm going to pull up here in one moment. I have it ready to go. Okay, perfect. So this submission comes to us from Natalia Govsha, who sends in a poem basically every week. We love her work. And this is another one that we really enjoy. This is The Road to Nowhere. How heavy is the road to nowhere, as if in a fog you can wander to the touch. Feel the fog like cotton wool inside your mouth. You can't exhale, it tears your throat too much. There's fog in your eyes like a blush veil, and in your ears fog sounds like a tight noise. Fog cruelly pinching fingers in your toes entangles you like a rebellious horse. And when you stumble upon an acute angle, you'll collapse into a bottomless abyss. No one will hear your choking scream. We all exist like passers-by, with fog in our eyes and ears. We're deaf and blind and dumb. An echo calls us along the road to nowhere, created by our own ego. And that was The Road to Nowhere, beautifully written by Natalia Govsha. Natalia, thank you. My apologies for flubbing some of that read there. However, I think it still came across. If you want to submit like Natalia, just in case you weren't listening before, You can send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form on the site. Just indicate it's a submission for the show. And we'll happily read it. All right, we're going to head now into our callers. We're going to go, first of all, top of this segment, to one of our great friends, someone who's been on the show a long time. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara in Connecticut. How are you?
All right, we're going to head now into our callers. We're going to go, first of all, top of the segment to one of our great friends, someone who's been on the show a long time. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. I got here late because my daughters wanted me to finish watching the challenge for this year. So I had to watch it. So.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. We're happy you're here, and we're happy that you're getting in on the on being able to read it before the return engagement.
Yes, I'm very happy about that. I'm really excited. So I have a poem that I wrote for a friend. Not sure if I read it on here or not. It's called Corona versus Cancer. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Okay. This is dedicated to my friend Madeline Marks, who, when I spoke to her, she lives in Florida, and she knows too many people who've had the virus, and she is a nurse herself, and she was thinking about the two, coronavirus versus cancer, and she said, Barbara, can you write a poem about that? And I said, that's a challenge. So, of course, I don't flinch from challenges, so I wrote it, Corona versus Cancer. Called C versus C, Corona versus Cancer, dedicated to Madeline Marks, who asked for it. Into this world where cancer still has not found a cure, came another greatest scourge to eliminate mankind and debilitate society. Not caring for age or amount of money, as cancer does not care, slipping into the body invisibly undetected until almost too late. There is no cure for either, though cancer has been around longer and has taken too many lives to count from this earth, including my own mother and friends and a dear cousin, all of whom fought it until it was too late and it overtook them. So Corona overtakes and cares not for how long you suffer or how you struggle to breathe. It is an insidious virus that invades your body and destroys until you are no longer able to function, as does cancer if it can't be contained. Lucky for the world, there are ways to stop this deadly cancer. And in recent years, many times remissions have occurred, including my own sweet niece who has been beaten it off for now. And people are searching for a once-and-all cure for cancer to eradicate it and make it a defunct disease. But coronavirus or COVID-19 has its ups and downs. For some, it is just a few small symptoms and a few days of rest. But for others, it is a life sentence, as they must use machines to breathe, and then only some come off of them and recover. There is no cure, and survivors breathe a sigh of relief to be back in the world. Too many have succumbed to cancer, and now too many to coronavirus. Perhaps if we close our eyes and knock our sparkling red shoes together, saying there's no place like home, we might one day find a way to eliminate them. This. But until a scientist stumbles upon a cure or a vaccine is safe enough to give us all, we will continue to wear masks and wash our hands in hopes of keeping away this deadly disease and keep ourselves safe against a virus that is invisible and deadly. We cannot cure cancer or find a vaccine yet, but my hope is that soon this too will become a defunct disease, and we will be able to live our lives on Earth without the threat of disease invading them and taking away our loved ones. Too many have been lost due to both diseases, and it is my hope that soon our airwaves will not be filled each day with the stories of more and more people who are getting this disease, or the worst part, the daily death toll. as if we are once again watching the numbers of killed in a war. We are fighting a war, and it is time to suit up or stay at home behind the lines where it is safe. End poem.
Yeah, agreed very much. And I think that's a strong, powerful piece. We expect things like that from you, and we're never disappointed. I think that's really positive.
Thank you. My friend liked it too. My friend liked it a lot. So that was really nice.
That matters. Yeah. Well, well done. Yeah. Well done, Barbara. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to get off and let the other people get on. So thank you, Michael. So far, I've heard great stuff. Hearing Cynthia was awesome. Okay,
cool.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
So far, I've heard.
And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut. Really setting the great tone for the segment with a powerful piece. Now we're going to travel to Indiana to speak with Tamara. Is she ready to go? All right. Hello, Tamara. How are you?
Really setting the great tone.
Skype took a moment to catch up. I'm sorry, Michael.
Okay. Hello, Tamara. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I introduced. There was a lag on Skype, and I'd introduced you and wasn't sure what was going on. Hello. How are you? Welcome.
I knew there was a lag, but I did it the wrong direction in my head, so I was trying to call faster, and I could have waited. So sorry about that.
Yeah, legs generally go slower. It'd be great if I could speak to you, but you've already heard what I was going to say before that. That would be incredible.
I know. I would want to patent on that. It got my head earlier. Like, I'm like, how is that happening later when it happened just now? Sorry.
It's a mystery.
It was so, like episode 2 of Back to the Future, and I was just like, wow,
yes.
How can we do that?
It's a mystery though. It's a mystery. We're just all reveling in the cosmic absurdity of the mystery. Anyway, speaking of cosmic absurdity,
absurdities are my favorite.
How is everything where you are?
It's lovely. So there was this global pandemic, and
what?
It kind of changed everything. And somehow, delightfully, my job got better. And so I'm at my desk, and I'm at my house more. And it turns out I kind of like it here. Like, I'm an extrovert who said, you know what, this hermit thing is kind of cool. I've got trees. This is nice. So, yeah, life's good.
I'm happy to hear that. Awesome. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, because we're trying to keep the show at a good clip. JT, you good? Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
So, yeah. So I'm going to give you the stage, okay? And then we'll move on from there.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes I have to throw the words down on the paper with a splat. From the height of professional basketball player to the sidewalk below, a handful of letters explode on impact, spraying out from the epicenter in an unprecedented pattern of color on porous tableau. Splat. Another shot. Splat. And another. Splat, splat, splat land now the splashes of vocabulary as they start to layer atop each other, cues running until they overlap and even merge. I genuflect in survey of the landscape of my mother tongue and use my fingertips to smear languidly through the language of my childhood and then my youth. I smile at the feeling of cool and slippery words. Where shall I put them all? 16-year-old girls rewrite the heartbeat of ancient ruins and love affairs of battle-torn emperors entombed in stone architecture, while old men pen poems about vast ships and endless war in single moments in which nature conveys her beauty with petals of sunshine on a hill or the glistening dewdrops across grass. Meanwhile, my Jackson Pollock in verse suffers from heat stroke or a rainstorm of inadequacy, and I wonder what it might mean for a child or a worker or the women who used to be my friends, if it might mean anything at all. After all of this, all together now, all day long, all in how can my poetry compare to the grandest works of an unsaturated age, while even the most banal acts of our world have gone viral? So here I sit, in the shade of experience on the corner of Main Street and always Second, waiting for the light to turn, with only this little pile of used letters splattered across my concrete path. Splat. End poem.
Tamara, we really miss having you call. I mean, we know you can't call all the time, but when you do call it, we really enjoy it, and we really appreciate it.
I miss you guys, too. This is awesome. I'll let the next person go. Thank you so much. Love what you do.
Thanks so much, Tamara. Appreciate it. And that was Tamara calling from Indiana, land of enchantment. And now we're going to head to Stan.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Wait.
You're going a bit too fast, man.
Too fast.
Too fast.
Too fast. Ooh.
Yeah, we can.
Well, I'm preparing for something that happens after the segment.
Yes.
All right, we ready now?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you? Okay, all right. Let's go now to Alabama to talk to our great friend Stan. Hello, Stan. Welcome.
Good evening. It is so good to be here.
It's great to hear your voice. How's everything going where you are?
Heat index off the chart. Humidity index somewhere around soup.
That sounds gross. I got to be honest.
Kind of feels gross. I'm not used to wearing the atmosphere.
I bet that's what it feels like, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, nonetheless. And wanted to just ask you, what did you bring us, and then we'll talk after.
Sure thing.
All right.
What I'm bringing you is since I haven't been with you for some time now, I'm bringing you one from the garden, which is a quote. Men are the products of circumstances and upbringing, which is from Karl Marx. And the piece I wrote off of that was Extenuating Circumstances. Why such rage in some hearts? We in the modern era and millennium, with advances bordering on miraculous, still old ways arise, denying, defying, chain. This brings new fire to old ashes. This new wounds to old scars. Read the spoiler of our unity. Its need to feed devours advance, thus healing of old wounds open to fester, become toxic. Reforms change, bondage of inherited hate and pointless fear. This repeated offense continues to plague, a pandemic of misleading ignorance. We must find a common human accord to bring sanity back to heart for healing. Old hates and ways passed out, purged, so the next not infected by elders' mistakes. Leave no excuses to rationalize hate's shadow, spreading over a unified light of humanity. Equality realized without prejudice, repeated as an extenuating circumstance. End piece.
A lot of good work that goes on in the garden over there, and Stan, you're a big piece of that. You're still my favorite voice, or one of my favorite voices on the show. Definitely my preferred voice of the apocalypse, as I've always said.
Well, thank you. Hopefully,
yeah.
May the voice you last hear not be mine and that genre.
Amen. Amen, Stan.
I just figure that your voice would be the perfect one where if someone looks outside and sees just complete, you know, ridiculousness happening, but your voice is the thing that comes on all of the media going, please stay calm. Go to nearest closet and shut yourself inside.
There you go.
How do you respond to that, Stan? How do you respond?
We will use the same methods we have used every time there's been fear. Get plenty of duct tape and plastic. Wear your mask. Put your head between your knees. And while you're on your knees, do the one thing you really might help you. Pray.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Thank you, sir. And we will hopefully talk to you in the return.
I will be there, sir. On to the next.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that amazing voice was Stan Kahn from Alabama. So happy to hear him on the show. That's great. All right. JT, I've been moving a little fast tonight, so I'm trying to slow
things. You have. It's kind of interesting. I'm like, wow, he's just.
That's what happens when you send me up and I don't have cell phone service for a few days and I'm not surrounded by the craziness.
You know, you got a point.
So. Yeah. I actually, you know what I did today? I stood there after going on a hike and I looked into this big empty field and all I could hear was the wind blowing through the trees and the grass. And in that moment, I realized, there's infinite possibility of things to be done right now.
Yeah.
And about 99% of things that we concern ourselves with mean absolutely nothing. And I just felt a huge weight lifted off. And so, yeah, I'm back. I've got some energy. I feel really good. I needed that. And thank you for letting me pull it on you so quickly earlier this week. I was like, hey, JT, I'm leaving. I'm going to go camping. Bye.
Yeah. and I went, okay, and not a response. It was awesome. I was like,
"Well, I was driving. Fast. I'm sorry. I mean, I was driving. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
That
about
was
that.
A quick non-response. He left, gone.
Yeah, like he literally just blew down.
Boom! I'm out. No signal.
I needed it.
I understand.
So, at any rate, let's head to a gentleman who I think is all about small town poetry. Huh?
We're waiting on his call.
Oh, he needs to call in. Okay.
Yeah. I sent him a message. Does he know? Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I hope
perfect.
So. He was in the chat room.
Well, I hope so, too. Let's give him a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to Studio X after this. I got a couple of good songs I think I'm going to do tonight.
Good. Ooh. The guitar picking.
Since we're stalling, JT.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys going to do this weekend?
We're actually going to go and try and see the comet soon. I don't know which one. But what day? But we're gonna try and go see the comet.
Oh, here we go, and we are going to take this call live. Let's bring in Zach calling from upstate New York. Hello, Zach. How are you this evening?
Hello, sir. How are you?
We're doing really well. I'm happy to be back in civilization, but I did need that reset time.
Hey, I think we all do.
Yeah. I would anticipate that, I'm very happy to have been able to do it. How was your last week?
It was good. I was working for 8 days in a row, and today was my day off. Between last night and this morning, I won $110 off of scratch off tickets, which was
nice.
$85 in profit. So, you know what I decided to do with vacation coming up? I decided to go to Barnes and Noble, and I got 6 books.
Nice.
And so I got 6 books for $95. So, you know, I essentially only paid $10 for 6 books.
That's great, though. What? Which one of the books are you the most excited about?
It's called Girl Stolen. It's about a girl who is 16 years old, and she is blind and suffering from pneumonia. Her mother goes in to fill her prescriptions, and the girl is 16 years old. She's sleeping in the back of the car, and someone carjacks it. And wow. With her in the back. And so when she gets to the kidnapper carjacker's house, they realize that she is the daughter of a very important political figure. So they hold her for ransom, and now she has to survive.
Wow. That actually sounds really interesting. You'll have to tell me how it is, okay? But in the meantime, for out of respect for the other poets, let's give you the stage, and we'll talk after.
Absolutely. So this one is one of my, in, you know, I have these niches where themes, and I this one is a conversation between people, and so it's called Not Alone. What would you do for your loved ones? Anything. What would you do for yourself? Nothing. Why not? It's selfish. Why is it selfish? Because I'm okay being alone. They're not. First, just because you're okay being alone doesn't mean you should be. And second, you're not alone. You have me. End of peace.
Nice. Very well done, sir. Very well done. I love hearing your growth every
Thank
week.
You.
You know?
Yeah, I do too. And you know, I think it's the fact that I think it's something that we all need right now. We need to be reminded that we're not alone, even though we feel so isolated.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure, Zach. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. I will talk to you in the return on my home phone, not my cell phone.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. And thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Zach Kahn from Upstate New York, rounding out our second segment of the evening. Now, JT, now the second segment has come. You know what it means? It's time for us to get into the Collider.
Oh, that's right.
And we're going to head somewhere special. Place we like to call Studio X. Are you about ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
All right. Clench.
Clench. And exhale.
Okay. All right. Here I am. See here.
Yep.
A little equipment. Try to get here. Let's see. Does this work?
Good guitar.
You hear it just fine?
Okay. Yes.
Here we go. All right. So I got a few songs I'm going to do tonight. Just ones that I enjoy quite a bit. This one, I don't know. This one's called Dry Lightning. Let's see how it goes. Ring on the stove to ring. Said hypnotized into a cup of coffee. Pulled on my boots and made the bed. Screen door hanging off its hinges. Kept banging me awake all night. As I look out the window, it's dry lightning on the horizon line. It's just dry lightning, and you're on my mind. I chase the heat of your blood like it was a hole. Rolling across the misty plain.
get so sick of the fighting. You lose your fear in the end. I can lose your memory. The sweet smell of your skin. Just dry light.
That's one song. Hope you enjoyed that one.
Just a touch.
Got it. All right. Now, this next one is one that I don't know. It's one that has taken on kind of a significance to me, but also to my family. I heard it the first time in the movie, Dennis Quaid movie called The Rookie. You remember that came out like it was. Man, 25 years ago at this point. And yeah, 1995, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, was it, what, maybe right around there. It might have been a little bit later, but like around 20 years. And about a high school teacher who suddenly finds out that he can pitch with big league speed and ends up actually going and being on a team, I think, for a year or two or something like that. But he's in his 30s, and it's like a dream that he thinks is completely behind him. But there's a song in a moment called Stuff That Works, by a guy named Guy Clark. And it's a beautiful song, and it's one that I'm always going to remember, I think, for the rest of my life, and I'll probably always play it. Here it goes. It goes like this. Shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Work all day and I can dance all night. Got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse. But he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a woman I love, she's crazy, paints like God. She's got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. Got a tattoo of her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works,
stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to that. It's kind of a more country folk-inspired version of Studio X. That's okay. But now I guess we're getting ready to head into the return. Is that correct? All right. So that means anybody who wants to call in for the first time and share a piece, you can. Anybody who wants to call back in and share another piece, it's also open to you in just one big mega segment we like to call...
I'm so sorry. I was not prepped
for the return engagement. It's okay. It's all right, my friend. I wasn't sure if you were ready. I saw your finger there. That's why I stopped. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we are back.
Yes.
Back in the way that one refers to something like that we like to call the return engagement. Here we are now. I do not have a list.
No, you don't. You might need
the...
that. I was
I
prepped, and I didn't.
Okay. We are good. We have to do things digitally. Usually it just pops up on a screen as JT takes the notes. Now we got it. Oh, perfect. Here we go. That's fantastic. All right. All right, here we go. So first thing we're going to do is head back to Michigan. We're going to go to Dennis in the number one spot. All right. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back to the Return Engagement.
I'm glad to be here at the Return Engagement.
Perfect. you know, it's been a really great night of poetry. I think you always set the tone so well, and I'm just going to give you the stage.
Okay. Well, my poem I'm reading this time, the title is Compelled. Can't get my fill. Every waking hour, I'm drawn, compelled, to dance to the piper's tune, a dance of shadows and shame. Beyond any reasonable standard or explanation, I engulf myself in pursuit, chasing, looking for the satisfaction that never comes. Yet, I am still driven to partake. Guilt and remorse are pushed behind, out of sight, though ever present in the shadowy recesses of my being. Through the sleepless, red-eyed, blurred vision nights, I'm plagued by an unquenchable desire to sate this hunger. I persist in chasing a prize that can never be obtained, a release of such inordinate desire, seeking a lasting peace. I consume, yet I am consumed by my cyberspace addiction. End of poem.
Wow.
It's a good
pretty
piece.
Powerful stuff there. JT, what'd you think, my friend?
I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a strong out of the gate, but powerful piece. Not a light one necessarily.
Well, kind of introspective reads tonight. So I just thought I'd throw those out there because I'm going to have some powerful reads next week once the poet of the month is revealed.
Yes, so true.
It will be coming soon. It will be very soon. So that's great. Dennis, thank you so much. And we really do appreciate you. We appreciate everything you bring to the show as well. And we always look forward to it.
Well, that appreciation is definitely mutual. And you should know that. I hope you do. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. And I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan to lead off the return engagement. Great stuff. All right. JT, when you're ready, give me a thumbs up, and I will announce the next caller. Are things lagging over there?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So now we're going to stay in Michigan. We're going to go over to the poet we know as Chris from Lansing. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Are you there?
We are.
No, we're here.
You sure?
We're here.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Because I'm here.
He knows what's going
and
on.
I don't see you anywhere. Hey, I'm looking under the desk, around the corner.
I hide in the corners, the deep, dark
corners.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah. Ah, the spider. Yes. Okay, now I know. Now I know where to look. Ah, there you are. Wait a sec. Wait a sec. Dang it. Missed. Got it. Gotcha.
Perfect.
But you can hide.
All right. So, Chris, what do you have for us this time?
It's called A Note. I do think often of you. So far and yet, just a moment away. But I don't think in what ifs. My thoughts are of your smiles, of your thoughts, of your vision, of your heart, of shared dreams, of thoughtful and thoughtless moments of passings and comings, of our wishes, of all wishes, and the hope we put in them, of finding the meaning we so need in our existence and our being. You see, love doesn't fade. It expands beyond all we know into the transparency of all we are. Blessed be. The end.
Chris, that was very, very well done. I kind of was falling into the hypnotic delivery there, but in the message itself was really a powerful one.
You guys do that. You give us the chance to be us, and you're appreciated. Now you bring the next person up and let me hear somebody else, because I like hearing people, and you give them a chance to be heard. You guys take care.
You too, Chris. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. And that was Chris calling from Lansing in Michigan, really delivering another great piece. Really stellar stuff tonight, Chris. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to be traveling to Connecticut to visit once again with Barbara.
All right. Now we're going to be traveling to
Hello, Barbara.
To visit once again with Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, we are back.
We are back, yes.
So very
we are back.
Yes.
And I'm not promoting, but I had the chance to be on the poetry page and on the Norwalk Library, and she asked for three poems. And the poem I'm going to read to you is one that makes me sad at the end, but this poem continues to garner awards. So
cool.
I will just read it. Okay. It's called A Walk Down the Path of My Memories. I walk today upon the often trod path, its wooden slats once so comforting to me, in a time when my world had turned on its end and I was searching for an answer to the pain. The vista surrounding me, a comfort for my aching soul. I remembered standing near the railing, looking down at the scene below in the water of the comings and goings of the seabirds for whom this was home, and I was an interloper along with the massive buildings and boats clogging their access to the shoreline. The memory of one particular day, before I lost him and before I had lost hope of ever seeing him in his old self, when I wandered onto the connecting boardwalk with tears ready to be shed and gazed into the depths of blue-gray water below me, hoping for a way to get through the misery and praying for an answer that would make him whole again. No answer came, and I didn't know it then, but the bubble of the dream we had together was soon to pop, and its pieces would scatter as the ashes must have done when the Coast Guard placed them into the depths of that bay in New Jersey on a chilly October day, when they handed me the flag under which they had buried him and a framed map of the place of the ashes burial. But today was warm and sunny as spring finally peeked out from under its winter blanket, and I was able to walk the path twice, re-exploring the newly laid brick near the restaurants where happy strangers took advantage of this first day of fine weather. And I was thankful that though it is almost 4 years that he is gone, my legs are stronger and my heart has been patched enough to enjoy the day and not succumb to sorrow as we pass the place on that path where benches line the small inlet, where I used to watch the egret as you did your New York Times puzzle, content to rest as we enjoyed the last moments of peace, though I was ignorant that they were in poem.
I can see why that one was requested, and it's really a powerful piece.
Thank you. Thank you. It's got a lot of awards. So,
yeah.
So, and, you know, it's been in the Walt Whitman anthology Poets to Come. And it got Best Poem of 2018, I guess, last year, 19, for Action on Film. And it was, and I just feel that it deserves to be read. But it's very, very hard at the end. Really makes me sad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to get off the phone. You've done a great job, Michael. I haven't heard the rest of the first episode, segment, but I'm sure it's great. And I'm going to say goodnight and hope you have a great, great weekend. And I'm glad you got to camp. That sounds great. Okay.
I
talk to you
happy.
Later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut in the number three position here in our return engagement. All right. JT, are you ready to travel? Not yet? We'll hold off. We're not ready to travel yet. All right, now we're going to upstate New York to talk to Zach. Hello, Zach. Welcome back.
good to be back. Can you hear me now?
We can, just fine.
Awesome. How are you guys?
Well, you know, I think JT looks happy, a little fair middling, and I'm doing all right myself. How about you?
I'm doing well. It was an exciting night. I have a film dinker friend who came from Rochester, and it's all country out here. So there, you know, there's a golf course near my house that has no lights and no houses for what seems like forever, and I was able to get footage of the comet Neowise that was in the sky.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it won't be back for another 6,800 years. So it is so the year 8,820. It won't be back to Earth. So it was literally a once in a lifetime. And we got about 10 minutes of close-up footage, and so
that's cool.
You know, he's going to edit it and everything, but, you know, that's a forever video.
So the next time it comes around, that might be the year that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally win the Super Bowl. So that could be
Well, I was going to say the Buffalo Bills, but, I mean,
hey, I don't know. The Bills have shown some spunk. Tampa Bay... Though I mean I don't know. JT, what do you think?
I'm leery of saying any predictions, but by then I hope Detroit has at least won.
By 6,000 some years from now?
I hope so.
Yeah, I would agree.
Honestly, I just hope that we won't have to wear any more masks.
Well, I feel like that's a fair enough amount of time away. We'll see. If we're all still alive.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe so. That's the other side. 1,000 years is a long time. All right. So that is actually really cool. That is really, really cool. What do you have for us this segment?
This is my latest poem. You know, it's called Looking Within. It's time to let myself go. It's time to give up. It's time to let everyone know that I finally believe that I'm worthy of love, praise, that I'm finally comfortable in my own skin. And if I can feel that way about myself, I have faith you can too. It all starts by looking within. End of piece.
I have to agree with you, Zach. Amen. It all begins with the self-inquiry. I think even if there are external things to change, you have to start by looking within and understanding what you're talking about. That was a powerful idea.
You know, it's all about figuring out who you are, and you can't do that unless you're willing to ask the hard questions and take the time to think about it. And, you know, it's a scary thing to think about, you know, trying to define something as... you know, as complicated as who you are.
Right, right. Very much so. That's a great message for all of us tonight. Zach, thank you, sir. We appreciate you, and I will be in touch over the next few days.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. And that, once again, was Zach calling from upstate New York. All right, now... we are traveling to a place we like to call Indiana to visit once again with Tamara. Hello, Tamara. Welcome back. Not yet.
Now she's there.
Hello, Tamara. Welcome back.
Hi.
Indiana to visit once again.
Oops, I have to mute. Sorry, I forgot.
No, you're good.
Nope,
we are just fine. We're just fine. Now we can hear you. We're good. So,
excellent.
So. It's been a great show, and always when we have you, it's an even better show. So I'm going to give you the stage, and we'll talk after.
Sorry.
No problem.
So this one was inspired by Langston Hughes' poem, Tired. When the tired of the morning is a mere leftover of last night,
matching dark circles under eyes and heart, hungover from recent firefights. When fatigue piles high and low, hope lies in a toxic heap. Beauty smothers in a shroud. Rotting kindness just won't keep. When cries begin to rise, endless howling of the spirit, demanding souls tormented yet with no one left to hear it. When the depths of faith and fear give executioner the nod, know now nearer our expected end. Brace yourself. We wait on God. End point.
Mm-hmm. All right. I didn't know everybody's going to be reading romantic comedy stuff this segment. I mean, this is Tamara, that was great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
We're also goth this segment. I love it. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Tamara. We love you. And that was Tamara calling from Indiana. JT, what did you think about that one?
That was great. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
No, zero problems with the piece. The piece was fine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's head now to Cleveland, Ohio. To visit with Mama Oladeji.
That's not who we're talking to.
Oh, I'm wrong order. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Let's go back before that. There was that random number in between there that kind of threw me off.
Sorry about that, yeah.
All right. Now let's go to we're not going to Cleveland, Ohio yet. We're not doing that. Get your mind out of that. We'll do that later. Let's go now to Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to talk to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia. I'm sorry if you thought I skipped you.
Oh, no. I actually had lost track of the numbers, but I figured it'll all work out.
Good
obviously,
point.
I know the feeling. JT keeps me on track. So it's been a good show tonight, and we're really happy, like I said before, to have you in as well.
It is such a high to be back on the show and to be back spending Friday nights with you guys and the whole group. Yeah, I'm so like on a high.
Well, so
I thought
happy.
The poem I would do, since I have, this is one I've done before, but I have a fresh copy of it on my desk and it's summer, so I feel like it's time for the summer we never had. In the summer we never had, there is time for endless evenings of coffee and poetry amid the spark of fireflies in the city heat. As voices from late night gatherings on porches drift in open windows, I no longer pretend you're in my room just to study. We are no longer pending on outside approval, only the potential we elevate in each other. In the summer we never had, I don't have to be anything more than I am, and it doesn't matter that my hair finds its way into dreadlocks. There is red wine and passion, daisies that last the night. My single bed is luxurious enough, and I never have to get over you. I taste forever how it would have been and never let you go. End poem. That's for everyone who didn't get to be with someone.
Beautifully done. I really, really enjoyed that.
Thank you so much. Wow. I'm starting to try to memorize my old poems, like to have it on the page in case I forget, but to try to do them from memory now.
So how's that going?
My new way of doing old poems.
I think that's a cool idea. It's a great idea, actually. I think some of the best poets I've ever seen performed by rote. And it really, I think it really seemed to elevate when they could do it right, it really elevated it. It became more like a monologue. And the power, it was so much more powerful because of that in the delivery.
I have a friend, Bill Arnett, who does everything from memory. He just like blows me away when he does that. And he was saying, well, just start simple. Like take your old poem, just try to do that. Just go up on stage without the paper. But I have learned at least read it a few times before you go up on stage without the paper.
Good idea. Yeah.
They're not always permanently there.
Yeah, good point. No, that really does make a lot of sense as well.
Yeah, so, or get good at faking it.
You heard it here first, everybody. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I'm looking forward to hearing Mama.
All right.
We do as well, but we loved hearing you as well, so thank you so much. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Now, I don't know if Mama's in the chat room, but she does
need to call you back.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. So, Mama, we were having that Skype issue, I assume. Is that right, JT?
No, it was something else we had. Well, it's a Skype issue, but we had something else going.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. So we're waiting to see if we get an extra call in. We have two more callers.
There she is. Yeah.
Two more callers lined up here.
Two more. You ready?
Okay. Is she here?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. Let's bring on Mama Oladeji from Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah.
Oladeji.
Ready? Okay. Oladeji.
Oladeji. Yes. We got you.
Oladeji is here. Got me. Okay.
All right. So we're back, and we're so happy that that you were able to join us again. What do you have for us this time?
I got a subtitle called Catch My Vapor, My Message on Paper, Let Us Call God, God Again. That's the title. Go in.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We're just waiting for you.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Him. H-I-M. Meaning not him who we used to call him. We know who he is. We used to call God him. But God is not him. God is he that be all he is, the great I am. He is the him who we used to refer to as him. The man up above, the man who we love, the man who rated and tolerated most things. We can no longer refer to the big him as him because there is on earth a wicked little him whose name we don't prefer to call. The little him goes all over disturbing the peace, giving grief, causing the original him disgrace. He's not omnipresent like the all. He's not invisible like the Holy Ghost, but we know he likes attention. And the little him will go to any length to divert the attention back to himself. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather not consider the other. He be busting little boy moves, you know, the little him who is but a mere man, and he is not smooth busting those little boy moves. Watch him lose to the real him. Listen, him by any other name is not him. So let us be on alert and revert back to calling God, God again. Let us call God, God again. In peace.
I think that was fantastically done.
Yes.
JT, what's your thoughts?
I was good. It was definitely good practice to keep, you know, paying attention to which him she is talking about during.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because there's a lot of that.
There is, but it's good. I like it. I really do.
Thank you. Mm. So we just got to stop calling the big guy, you know, and just call him God again.
There you go. There you go.
All right, guys. I love you guys. Thank
we
you
love
so
you
much
too.
For letting me act the fool.
Thank you, Mama.
All right.
Good
thank
night.
You.
We'll talk to you soon, okay? Take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Just really, she always makes good points, makes things really strong, but it never feels preachy. You know, it never feels like she's forcing an idea on you. She tells you in a way that really connects and makes sense, at least in my opinion. All right, and now Are we waiting for a call or are we going straight to it? Okay, perfect. We're going to be going to our last caller of the return engagement. Let's go to Stan in Alabama. Hello, Stan. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be back, my friend. I'll tell you, that's the one thing you can say about Mama O. She's not taking any prisoners.
Nope. Not at all. That's what I love about her.
I know it.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you have to follow it, but at the same time, you have to follow her. However, I know you're up to the task as well because you bring your own style of things.
Well, this one is, we actually had a interesting quote from Rabindranath Tagore.
Okay.
And it was, the butterfly counts not months, but moments, and has enough time. And I decided the piece I was going to write to that is called Metronome. The cadence of the inevitable set in motion at birth. A procession of measure in rhythmic beats, leading to foregone conclusions. Thus is mortal existence, but not life's measure. Even as the measured beats progress, even in the minute moments between, life changes, also inexorably. In those fragments, those moments, what precedes can be redefined, and what follows can change life's tempo. In existence, a set destiny. In life, moments of infinite possibility. In peace.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I gotta say, Stan, I loved that. I loved the delivery. I loved the ending, especially the ending line. And I think that that's the perfect poem for us to end this evening.
Oh, my pleasure, Dillman. I've got to tell you, it's been great to be back. I've missed all these voices. I really have.
We've missed you. We really have, too. And it's always a treat to be able to hear you. We hope that you'll be able to join us next week, but we understand sometimes things get in the way.
Oh, I know it. But I'm going to endeavor to be here.
All right. We're looking forward to it, then.
All right, gentlemen. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you as well. Thanks so much, Stan. Good night.
My pleasure.
And that was Stan calling from Alabama, rounding out our return engagement. It's been a really wonderful show tonight. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been with us. I think this really moved along nicely. And next week, we're looking forward to unveiling the identity of our Poet of the Month. I'm looking forward to just really connecting with some more great poetry and some more submissions. Please let someone you know that you think would love the show. Let someone know about it so maybe they can join us and try it out, see if it's for them or not. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. And if if the show is for the person, then we really want them to be able to be here. It's who we've built this for. But in the meantime, from JT, from myself, from Novia the Studio Dog, from Ursa the Studio Dog and Novia the Studio Cat. I haven't seen them in so long, I'm forgetting their names, JT. And from Hemingway, the other Studio Dog, we want to say thank you. We love you. Good night. We'll see you next week. And until then, keep on writing. Good night.